Hi, I'm Katie Souza. You're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. How many of you are experiencing personal struggles with different family members, coworkers, or even people in your church or ministry? Do you find yourself replaying in your mind a comment, conversation, or an offense that's been bugging you for weeks or even years? You know, there's a term for that. It's called letting yourself become bitter. Well, the funny thing is, when I teach on the topic of bitterness, people brush me off, thinking they don't have that problem. Then they start pointing fingers at other people, saying that they're the ones that are bitter. We don't understand how dangerous and deadly this thing is. Bitterness causes wounds in our soul that can lead to cancer, terminal diseases, bone loss, muscle atrophy, weight gain, infections, and a whole ton of ridiculous issues. We need to get a grip and admit we have bitterness in our soul so we can get rid of it. Once we're healed, then we'll start seeing miracles happen in our lives, in our families, and in the people around us. You actually don't even realize how much bitterness is poisoning and consuming just countless areas in your life. Because that's what bitterness does. It consumes. It devours. It brings sickness and disease on you. It breaks up relationships. It causes marriages to split. It causes businesses to sink. Bitterness is a toxic poison that can pollute every single area of our life. So when you get healed of it, you are going to see new life spring up in every area of your existence. Amen? You know, you see bitterness coming into a lot of relationships. Bitterness is a relationship killer. Amen? You know when bitterness has come into a relationship with you and someone else or you and other people because you start to feel like the mental, emotional, maybe even physical abuse that you're feeling has gotten so thick, so difficult that it's turned into intense anger, intense resentment, downright hatred. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? I mean, when bitterness develops between people, it gets to the point where, you know, you can't even talk to that person. It's like every single word, like you're having a discussion with that person, and every single word you say is like analyzed as you listen to each other. You listen to every single word. You could say hi, and you go, what do you mean by that? Am I right? I mean, a facial twitch. You could be looking at that person trying to maintain, possess your soul, listening to them, and you're like, eye twitches a little bit, and you went, I saw that. What does that mean? Huh? Am I right? I mean, everything. Everything is like a button. Push it, and it's like pull the pin on the grenade and throw it. You know what I'm saying? Bitterness is a relationship killer. When bitterness enters into a marriage, if you're not careful, it'll be over. Even if it's not supposed to be over. That's what happens to a lot of marriages. People get so bitter they can't even communicate. They can't even speak. And so they just say, you know what? It's just easy for us to get a divorce. But if they could just get healed of that wound in their soul, then they wouldn't split. They wouldn't divorce. Amen? We have to watch it, what we're allowing ourselves to feel. Bitterness will kill off a lot of things. I've seen bitterness split churches, bitterness in businesses. Bitterness caused great ministries to come to an end. We have to watch out. We have to babysit our soul and make sure we don't allow bitterness to develop in our lives. Amen? We also have to be careful about the painful and traumatic events that we go through. Every single person in here has been through multiple traumas. Am I right? You know, maybe it was an elongated sickness for yourself. Or maybe, you know, someone that you knew or loved was sick for many, many years, and you began to get bitter about it. Maybe the economy caused you to lose your job. After you lost your job, then pretty soon you're losing everything else. You're losing your car. You're losing your house. Maybe you did have a divorce, and in it you lost your home. You lost your children, and bitterness begins to develop out of this traumatic event that you've gone through. Amen. We've got to make sure we do not let ourselves get embroiled in bitterness when we have to go through life's events. That's very difficult, too, because a lot of times we suffer through things that aren't our fault. You know, the economy turns. That's not our fault. You know, a business shuts down. That's not on us. But we sit there and we have to deal with these hardcore consequences of situations that take place around us, and we end up getting super bitter about it if we let ourselves. We're like, man, this isn't even my fault. I didn't even do anything. I don't deserve for this to happen. And you kind of almost feel like this, like, well, I deserve to be bitter. I have the right, because this isn't my fault. I didn't do it. But you cannot allow that to happen, even if it wasn't your fault. It is your responsibility on how you respond to a situation. And if you respond in bitterness, you're only hurting yourself. Amen? Bitterness lives in the soul realm. If you're a born-again believer, Christ is in your spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do you think he's bitter about anything? Absolutely not. So bitterness lives in the soul. It is an actual sin that can wound your soul, man. And then when that wound is in there that was created by bitterness, it can begin to control every part of your soul. Your soul is made up basically of your mind, your will, and your emotions. It'll start to control your mind. You'll know when bitterness has come in to your life and you've allowed it to develop, because that wound in your soul will begin to control your mind. You'll start to see that you'll spend a lot of mind time on that issue. Let's say you're bitter at a person, and I know you've experienced this. You'll start to notice that you can't stop thinking about them and that thing that they had the nerve to say to you, right? And you play that thing that they said over and over and over in your mind, right? How many of you have spent like numerous hours of thought time rehearsing how you're going to tell that person off because they're so wrong for that? That is a clue to you that you have allowed bitterness to enter in, and it's now wounded your soul, and that wound is controlling the way you think. Amen? If you have bitterness in your soul, it can control your thoughts like that. It can control your mind. It also can control your emotions. How many of you have ever been like bitter at a person and like maybe one of your unknowing, not so alert friends kind of stumbles into your house? Hey, how's it going? Hey, guess what I saw the other day, man? It was really cool. And then they name that person. And you're like, what? You're hanging out with that person? Do you know what they did to me? They did the blah, 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 blah. And then you start spewing out the list. How many of you have spewed out the list before? And you're actually trying to get them, that your friend, to be bitter at them. Because listen to the list, okay? You want to hang out with the person that does that list? Right? You've done it, right? Bitterness, once it wounds the soul, that wound controls you. It controls the way you think. It controls your emotions. It also controls your will. Listen to me. Many of you have or are making currently right now a very bad decision because you are wounded by bitterness. I'll just give you an example. This is one out of thousands of examples. I have seen more people quit really good jobs because they let themselves get bitter. They got bitter at their boss. They got bitter at their fellow employees. They got bitter because they thought they deserved to be treated better than they were. They got bitter because they know I deserve more money. They got bitter because they didn't get that bonus that they were promised they're going to get, and they get very bitter about it. So bitter that they end up eventually quitting. Now, if you're a believer, what the believers do when they get bitter is they try to do the Christ-like thing while they're being bitter. They'll go and say, oh, God, I don't want to do anything out of your will. I just want to do what you want me to do. I'm just praying right now, God, can I quit this awful job? And they hear a big yes. Well, last time I checked, the Holy Spirit doesn't sound like that. He doesn't talk like, yes, quit this stinking job. So do you think that person was hearing from the Spirit of the Lord? No, they were hearing from the wound in their soul. Because your soul talks, you know. It talks to you. And it talks louder sometimes than the Holy Spirit, especially if you're really, really mad. Okay? So you're all excited. You go, I've got a word from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Free at last. Free at last. Thank the Lord. I'm free at last. I put in my two-week notice. And you're happy. Thrilled. Thrilled about it. Thrilled about it, right? You get to quit this job. Yeah, okay, I'll sing that country song while I do it. You know the words. But you don't realize that you've actually heard from a wound in your soul. So you quit the job. You're all happy at first. You're bragging to all your friends. Yeah, God told me I could get out of there. I'm so happy. I'm free at last. Amen. But then as the weeks go by, wow, it's like nothing good's happening. All the doors of opportunity are closed. There's no other jobs. There doesn't seem to be any favor. All of a sudden, everything good has dried up. Why? Because you weren't in the will of God. Amen. Pretty soon, you're running out of money. You're asking your family for money. Then that person's asking friends like you for money. Then they don't pay you back and you get bitter. Then they lose their home and they move in with their mom and dad and then everyone gets bitter. And it's all because they weren't really hearing from the Spirit of the Lord. They were hearing from their wounded soul. Let me give you a little piece of advice. Never, never make an important decision in your life while you're wounded. Recognize, I am upset right now. I'm bitter. I'm offended. I'm mad. And I'm going to wait till I get healed before I make a life-changing decision. Amen? Do you receive it?
People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body, or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
All right, so we have to deal with all these different situations in our life that every day will give us an opportunity as to whether we want to get better about it or not. Amen? So we need to babysit our souls. But even more problematic than that is that many of these wounds that come from bitterness are ancient. They were passed down to our family line. And I have explained this before, but I want to explain it again, just so that you are very clear on how this works, okay? When your ancestors sin, like let's say one of your ancestors just allowed themselves to be overcome by bitterness, okay? That sin wounded their soul, and then that wound literally gets passed down to your soul when you were formed in the womb. And that's what David talks about in Psalms 51. He said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. What's he talking about? He's saying, when I was in the womb, I was being shaped in iniquity. What does that mean? The Bible has many different words to describe sin, like trespass, transgression, rebellion. But when the Bible uses the word iniquity, it is talking about generational sin. So David was saying, when I was being shaped in iniquity, I was receiving all the sins of my ancestors into myself. Now, where did they go? They went into his soul. They went into his soul. The sin and the wounds that his ancestors committed were passed down from their souls to his soul. How do I know? Well, for one, if you're a born-again believer, a curse, a wound, a sin cannot be carried from generation to generation in your born-again spirit man, right? Because that's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what does that leave? Well, it leaves your soul man, your soul man. You see, when David was saying, behold, while I'm in the womb, I'm being shapen in iniquity, he was saying that his ancestors' sins that wounded their soul was being passed down to his soul. Now, how do I know? Well, the word womb in the New Testament means the place where the fetus is conceived and nurtured until birth. But if you look it up in the Strong's, it also means the soul, the soul. Why would the Bible pick a word to describe the womb that means the soul, a Greek word that means the soul? Because it is the place in the womb where your soul receives all the wounds of your ancestors' souls. Amen? We're going to activate into healing, amen? So let's work on traumatic events and peeps. So just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I realize bitterness is much more dangerous than I could possibly imagine. So I want to be totally healed of it. I ask that you would wash away all the sin of bitterness that I've committed in my own life and all the sins of bitterness that my ancestors committed all the way back to Adam. I repent for getting bitter towards people, saying judgmental, critical, evil, angry, hateful words towards them and about them. I repent for doing that. And I sincerely forgive them. I know I'll feel it once the wound is healed. But by faith, right now, I forgive them completely of every offense that they've ever committed against me, whether real or perceived. I also repent for allowing myself to get overwhelmed, overcome by events in my life and allowing myself to get bitter about my circumstances. I ask that you wash me clean of those sins that I committed that were in connection to those events. I repent for getting frustrated, angry, bitter, hateful about the events that surround me. And I ask that you take your blood and wash me clean of those sins. Okay, now, I want you to first ask the Holy Spirit to give you one name. Let's just work on one person at a time of a person that you are still holding bitterness against. Now, many of you will say, well, I forgave that person, sister. But if you still find yourself thinking thoughts about them, judgmental, critical thoughts, if they still come into your mind, that means that you may have pled the blood and forgiven them, but the wound is still there because you didn't put dunamis on it. So just ask the Lord to show you a person that you might still be holding bitterness against right now. Holy Spirit, come. Show us revelation right now in Jesus' name. How many of you heard something from the Lord? All right, now start repenting for still being bitter at that person and forgiving them. Keep them in the forefront of your mind as you do it. Could be your spouse, could be a friend, could be a family member. You know, it's amazing how much bitterness we allow ourselves to feel towards our spouse, even though we love them. Say amen. Now I ask the Holy Spirit to show you an event. Is there something trying going on in your life right now? Are you hating your job? Did you get into a car accident and you're bitter? You haven't gotten, you know, the insurance hasn't taken care of you. There's been a battle in the courts. Have you lost your children to your ex? And you hate his guts because of it, and you hate the situation. You've allowed it to make you bitter. Is there something going on in your life right now? And you've allowed yourself to get worked up about it, upset about it, bitter about it. Ask the Lord right now. Go. Ask Holy Spirit, come. Show people. Give them individual revelation. What is a situation in their life that they have allowed themselves to get bitter about that circumstance? Don't forget to forgive anyone that's involved in it, the insurance company, the business that maybe laid you off, whatever other parties may be involved. Don't forget to forgive them if they're involved in that difficult circumstance in your life. By the almighty blood of Jesus Christ, as we sit in repentance before you, we believe the blood is doing what it should be doing. And it's also going back in time. Everybody say, it's going back in time through my bloodline to where the sin of bitterness first entered into my family line. I repent for my ancestors. I repent for all the evil bitterness that they partook of. I ask, Lord, that you wash that sin from my bloodline all the way back to Adam and wipe out every bitter generational iniquity in me in Jesus' name. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. This is a strange word, but somebody has some back fat that's been really bothering you a lot. You women know what I'm talking about. Maybe it's a man, but the Lord says it's going to disappear. Jesus, Jesus. Now say amen. Now let's release resurrection power. So just say, Lord Jesus, I command the dunamis resurrection power that's in me to flow out of my spirit into my soul and go to every single wound in my soul that came from bitterness. I command those wounds to be healed by the power that's in me. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. Wow, that was a great prayer, but it's only the beginning. There are layers of bitterness in your soul. Think about it. How many generations of people in your family, all the way back to Adam, have let themselves get bitter? As we pursue this revelation, you'll learn how to dig through those layers. When I started going after the bitterness in my soul, I had all kinds of physical, mental, emotional, and even financial problems that were in my life because I had let myself become so bitter. I had unexplained weight gain that I couldn't get rid of. I had repeated infections that would not go away. I had issues in my marriage that kept plaguing us. I even had a time when I unexplainably lost a massive amount of muscle tissue in my legs. The degeneration was so bad that I had loose skin hanging off my thighs. Plus, I was weak and extremely tired after doing the most simple of tasks. The good news is, I got supernaturally healed of that horrible condition after God showed me that it was from bitterness in my inner man. Here's my point in telling you all this. I got the victory in every single one of those situations when I got healed of the bitterness. But the victory came in stages. As you get healed of the different layers of bitterness in your life, you will get one breakthrough after the other until you are totally free. Often I'm asked, what is soaking and why do you keep talking about it? Soaking is staying in the presence of the Lord for elongated periods of time so that His presence can saturate into all the wounds that come from the various painful traumas and sins we have lived through. I've had a lot of sickness and issues in my life that were coming from my wounded soul. I decided to create a healing resource that would address each specific issue I was dealing with. I gathered the scriptures that specifically dealt with each subject, set it all to music, and the end result was I would have one disc for each issue that would enable me to hammer away at that problem until it would break and I would get a miracle healing. I play these discs when I'm cleaning the house, driving, and especially while I'm sleeping at night. I can't tell you how many times I've been miraculously healed of diseases and disorders by simply soaking to these powerful CDs.
People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body, or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Do you know anyone who seems to be negative or chronically offended at just about everything? And along with that, they also seem to be repeatedly sick. Or maybe you are that person. Well, next week, we're going to talk more on this subject, and we're also going to get you healed. See you next week.